Hi. This week the question is, does God require people to tithe today? Beginning with the nation of Israel until the Lord's church in the New Testament, God has ordained that his people collect and store up money to use in accomplishing his work. Let's begin by saying a word about the nation of Israel. Israel was a theocracy. It was a combination of church and state. There was a very elaborate temple to build and maintain, and there were thousands of governmental and religious leaders that required financial support so they could give their undivided attention to the work of God. In order to generate the revenue necessary to support these men, God instituted tithes. A tithe simply means 10% of a man's income. Now, there are two critical points which most churches ignore concerning tithing. First, Israel had three separate tithes which they contributed to the Lord's work each year. These three tithes were required. They were not voluntary. That's the second point. These three tithes that were required were the Lord's tithe, Numbers 18, verse 21, the festival tithe, Deuteronomy 12, 11 and 12, and the welfare tithe, Deuteronomy 14, verses 28 and 29. This welfare tithe was taken up every third year, while the others were taken up every year. So spread out over a three-year period, the Israelites were giving 23 1/3% of their income to the Lord's work. These tithes were equivalent to our income taxes. These tithes were not voluntary. They were used to run the nation of Israel. And in addition to this income tax, this tithe, which was required, the Israelites were also asked to give voluntarily to the Lord's work. This voluntary giving came in two forms: the first fruits offering, Numbers 18, 12, and 13, and the free will offering, Leviticus 22, verse 18. This voluntary giving was exactly that. It was voluntary. A man gave voluntarily only when his heart would stir him up. If it would begrudge him to give, he may as well keep his offering to himself. Deuteronomy 16, verse 17. When we come to the New Testament, we see a drastic shift in philosophy. The New Testament church did not have a tithe. Remember, the tithe was equivalent to our modern-day income taxes. They served to run the nation of Israel. But the Lord's church is not a single nation of people. The Lord's church is international. The members of the church do not pay tithes or taxes to operate a theocratic government. Instead, the Lord's people pay taxes to their civil governments, Romans 13:6, and they give voluntarily to the Lord's work. The New Testament is absolutely silent about the church having a tithe. There is no tax in the New Testament church. The giving in the Lord's church is strictly voluntary. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I gave orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must also do. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come." Now let's sum up and apply what we have studied from the Bible. The only method of generating funds in the New Testament church is the voluntary contribution found in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. First, this is voluntary. It's not a tithe. It is not a tax. And any church which requires 10% of its members is overstepping its bounds. Now, if a man voluntarily chooses to give 10% or even more, that's fine. He may do this as he wishes because New Testament giving is voluntary, but the church has no right to insist on 10%. The New Testament simply teaches that men should give as they prospered, and that is not to be done out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Number two, this voluntary contribution is to be taken up on the first day of the week. In other words, there is absolutely no biblical authority for taking up a collection during any other day of the week. Some churches take up collection on Wednesday nights or during what they call prayer meeting night. Others take up a collection every night of a revival. My friend, there is absolutely no authority for doing this. God specified He wants a collection on the first day of the week. and neither did he intend for churches to have two collections on the first day of the week. Number three, this voluntary collection on the first day of the week is the only method of generating funds that the church may engage in. The Lord never intended for the church to raise money by having bingo, car washes, raffle tickets, candy sales, bake sales, paper drives, selling records and cassettes, selling books, investing in stocks and bonds, investing in business and real estate. You know, to look at some churches today, you would think their primary goal is to simply make money. That's not why Jesus built the church. The Lord's church is not in the money-making business. It's supposed to be in the soul-saving business. Number four, this money that is collected was to be used for the Lord's people and the Lord's work. Notice carefully that 1 Corinthians 16 says that the collection is for the saints. It is not intended to be used for people who refuse to obey the Lord. This money was to be used in the Lord's work. The Lord's work is to seek and save the lost. The Lord's work is not to entertain men. So why do we see churches building gymnasiums, family life centers, paying for skating parties, paying for so-called church dinners? Neither is the Lord's work to teach secular education. Why then are churches building and operating daycare centers, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges? Where is the scripture for any of these things? Where is the scripture for the church to build and operate hospitals, nursing homes, orphans' homes? My friend, the church of today has forgotten what the church of the Lord was established for. The church was designed to be a spiritual institution to save the souls of men. And the Bible tells us what Jesus thinks about these things. In John chapter 2, verse 16, Jesus said, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." It is past time for churches to get out of the money-making business and get back into the soul-saving business. It is past time for churches to stop ignoring the Lord's pattern for His church. In Matthew 15, verse 9, Jesus said, "In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." My friend, don't worship God in vain.